Okay, today's daf is Menachas daf Lamed Hey. Menachas Lamed Hey, and we are on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. Keep in mind, tonight is the Haggadah Shir, which Beis Hashem will be up. It's tonight 8:30. 8:30 tonight, and hopefully it'll be up at OU.org right after the Shir is given. Beis Hashem, those of you who are out of the country. Those of you in the country, feel free to come. Tana Rabbanan, Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. We are five lines from the bottom. As we get into, as we mentioned yesterday, the sugya of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Still talking about halachas of tefillin. Tana Rabbanan, Ketzan Sidron. How does one place the parshiyos of tefillin in the batim? How does he place them? We know there are four parshiyos of tefillin. That's not a machlokas. What goes inside? It's not a machlokas. Kadosh ve'kviyach hashmain v'hayim shemoah. There are four times that tefillin is mentioned in the Torah, and therefore those are the four parshiyos that have to be in the tefillin. But what is exactly the order of how it's put in? So the Gemara says, Kadosh li v'haya kiviyacha, the two sections at the end of Parshas Bo, miyamin, they're on the right. Shma v'haya mishamoa, mismo. Shman v'haya on the left. Okay? Simple. V'hatanya ifcha, we have a right that says exactly the opposite. Amrabaya lokasha, no problem. Kan miyamino shel kore, Kan miyamino shel miniach, v'korei kesidron. Whose right are we talking about? Are we talking about the right of the person reading facing the person wearing the tefillin? That's the yamin ha-korei. Or are we talking about the yamin of the meniach, which means the left of the korei, the left of the one reading across from where the meniach is standing? So it depends. This is yamin ha-korei, this is yamin ha-meniach. Which is which? Which is which? So here we have the machlokas. The machlokas exactly how to understand this. We have at least four permutations of exactly how to wear tefillin, how to put the batim in the tefillin. There is a statement in the name of the Gra. The Gra says if really one wanted to be yotze every single sheet in Hilchos Tefillin, he'd have to wear 64 tefillins. And generally we don't assume that way. So the question is, why do we even assume like Rabbeinu Tam? Why are some machber? But we'll see that in a few minutes. First, let's get down the sheetas. The sheetas are, Rashi says, right here, and this is also the sheetah of the Rambam. Rashi and the Rambam both say, Bakori kori kesidron keseder shing sivim batora. Mukta mukta mamuchar mauchar. Says Rashi and the Rambam, it is written, it is placed inside the batim in the order that it is found in the Torah. Meaning Kadosh and V'hayik V'yachad, they're both in Sefer Shmos. Shema and V'hayah are later on in Sefer Dvarim. So reading from right to left, Shema V'hayim Shmoah, Kadosh Likah B'char, V'hayik V'yachah, Shema and V'hayah. Hilka, Chadak Tani La'el, Rashi continues. Kadosh V'hayik V'yachah, Miyamin, Miyamin Shel Kori Kamar. Kadosh and V'hayik V'yachah go to the right of the person reading. Meaning when we are wearing our tefillin, Kadosh and V'hayah are on the top left of our head. Tahashtak Shukari Kedarko, Miyamino Lismolo, Venimsa Karan Kisidron. Fahadatani Ifcha, thank you. And that which it says the opposite, Damash Makadesh Vaik Viacha Mismol, Ameniach Kamar. And the other one that says Kadesh Viacha on the left, that means the Miniach, the left of the person wearing it, which is the Amin of the Kore. So Rashi holds Kadesh Vahaya, Shma, Kadesh Vaik Viacha, and Shma and Vahaya, that all goes in order, the order that it is in the Torah, and you go from right to left, the Yamin HaKorei, not the Yamin HaMeniach. That is the Shita of Rashi, and that is the Shita of the Rambam and Perek Gimel, Halacha Hei of Hilchos Tefillin. If you look in Rabbeinu Tam right here, for a couple of reasons, he has a couple of questions, which we're not going to go into now, but if you look in Rabbeinu Tam, first wide line, first Rabbeinu Tam has what is called Havayos Be'emsa. Vahavayos, the Vahayas. The Vahaya, Vahayik V'yacha, and Vahim Shemoa, they gotta be in the middle. So you have Kadosh and Vahaya, and Shema and Vahaya, but that's reading from out to in. So Kadosh and Vahaya, that's the Yamin of the Kore, that's just like Rashi, those two. Umismol Shel Kore, Havi Shema Mi Bachutz, V'yachareha Vahaya Im Shemoa Mi Bifnim. Right, that's the Yav Shema on the outside. So that's the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. We have Havayos Be'emsa. You have the two Havayas in the middle. That is Rashi and that is Rabbeinu Tam. If you look in the Ravid on that Rambam in Gimel Hay, he has the exact mirror image of Rabbeinu Tam. The exact mirror image. Meaning starting from the right side, you have Mimina Korei, Shema Vahaya Vahaya Kadesh. So the Rambam has the exact opposite of Rabbeinu Tam, and if you look in the Rishonim here, they quote the Shimusha Rabba. It's one of the Yisvarim on these halachas. Yerusha Rabbah is the exact mirror image of Rashi. Exact mirror image of Rashi. You have four shitas, four basic shitas of how to put the tefillin in. Into the batim, you have Rashi and the Shemush Rabbah, which says it's written in, the order is written in the Torah, but is that the Yemin HaKorei or the Yemin HaMiniach? That's the machlokas between them. Or you have Rabbeinu Tam and the Ravid, in the name of Rav Haigon, you have Havayos Be'emsa, but which side? Which way to place it? That is the, those are the four permutations. So what are we paskin? So Me'ikra Din, it is clear. It is clear according to everybody that we paskin like Rashi. Me'ikra Din, we pass on like Rashi. That's the Shulchan Aruch in Simid, Lamid, Dalid. We hold like Rashi and the Rambam. Sido Nachas Tfilin, Sido Nachas Batim. The Rashi v'Rambam Kaddish b'Spol Haminiach b'Vayis Achitzon v'Yachrov Ki v'Yachro Ushma v'Vayis Shlishi v'Vayis Shuma v'Vayis Revi. Rabbeinu Tam v'Vayis Shlishi v'Chulu u'Minag Olam k'Rashi v'Rambam. Quotes, the Minag Olam is like Rashi and the Rambam, but that's what we seem to pass on Me'ikra Hadin. That is number one. Mr. Brewer adds an important ha'ara, that the poskim say that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, they have to be written as it's written in the Torah. Even though they're placed in a different order, but the Mr. Brewer quotes poskim, to gam Rabbeinu Tam, mode de bidan ksivasan keseder shem ksuvim batorah. El de palagarashi linia hanachasan babatim. That's the machlokas. But either way, me'ikra did we poskim like Rashi. There is fascinating. Well, I'm sorry. Even the Shel Yad, no, or the Shel Rosh. Shel Rosh. Shel Yad has to be written in the order that it is written. As we already can't, I don't think. You have to check. I'll have to look that up. Weiter. Says the Tur. The Tur quotes this issue in here in Siman Lama Dalid. And the Tur quotes, the Beis Yosef quotes, I'm sorry, the Beis Yosef quotes, the Matzasi v'tshuva Ashkenazis. It's a story that's quoted early from the Smag, Sefer Mitzvos Gadol, quotes a story that they found a pair of tefillin on the kever of Yechezkel Hanavi. Wow. Bahut the kever Yechezkel, right? They found the pair of tefillin, and it was Rashi tefillin. Right, it was Rashi tefillin, so that does not prove like Rashi. The kever Yechezkel, the Rabbeinu Tam did a sheilas chalom al zeh, they found this filling. What do you do about that? So the Drisha says, no problem. Why do you think they found it in the kever? They must have been, it was wrong. They were gonies it. Right? That's why it was there. That's why it was buried. Says the Bach backwards. Says, what do you mean? They wouldn't have to bury these filling. They could have just switched the order. Side to side are permanent. So how can you bring that as a riot? So it's back and forth, the Drisha and the Bach. Either way, they quote this early story. I saw in Me'oris Hadaf, they quote here, right, the question that everybody asks, what did Rashi's father wear? Right, over there, Rashi's Rabbeinu Tam's filling. What Rabbeinu Tam's father-in-law wear? Right, the generation in between. Right, what did they wear? What Rabbeinu Tam went against the Masorah for thousands of years? So what did they wear? So it must be, Reuven Margolis suggests that it's known as the Machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, but it must be very, very early. It's even earlier. It erupted many years before Rabbeinu Tam's time. Rabbeinu Tam did not innovate the opinion, but investigated the matter and concluded that one opinion should be followed. Right? This is quote in the Me'oris Hadaf here that he quotes that must be from earlier that there was this machlokes going back. So again, what did Moshe Rabbeinu wear? That's always the question. Whenever you have any machlokes. But that is a ha'ara that might have been even earlier. That Masorah of the Gra was quoted from the Kesser Rosh of Chaim Yivalazhin, writes about 64 tefillins if you really machmer for all. But either way, that is the Me'ikra Hadin. Siv Beis in the Shulchan Aruch, Yirei Shamayim Yetzidei Shneihem, V'yatza Shtei Zugos Tefillin, V'yaniach Shneihem. The Yirei Shamayim should wear both and should be mechavim when he put them on. If Halach is like A, so I'm putting on A and B is nothing. If Halach is like B, then I'm putting on B and A was nothing. So that is what the suggestion is given by the Shulchan Aruch. But then the Shulchan Aruch adds, Lo yaseh kein ela mi shemuchzak umafursam bechasidus. Only someone who was on a very high level and very pious should wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Otherwise, one should wear just Rashi and the Rambam, which is Me'ikra Hadin. All the Minhagim Sfarim talk about why it is that it has become more common in certain circles to wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, even someone who is not muchzak umafursam bechasidus. In some circles, only after one gets married. Right, not after bar mitzvah, but that is an important ta'ara. The Shulchan Aruch, though, adds, let's say somebody wears a Tam Tefillin, what are they supposed to put them on? So says the Shulchan Aruch, you're not supposed to put them on together, but have Rashi Tefillin on, b'shas kriyashma v'tfila, v'achar ha'tfila, yaniach shor Rabbeinu Tam below bracha, v'yikra b'hem shma v'haim shemoa. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Says the Mishnah Berura, v'lo ke'elu ha'chol t'tfillin, d'Rashi m'nicha t'tfillin d'Rabbeinu Tam, acharei kedusha shel shmon asrei. Not like those who switched during Chazaras HaShatz. Ube emes, milvad she'osen shelo kedin. First of all, besides what they're doing, that one has to have tefillin on for a certain amount of time. Right? A certain number of kaddishes and a certain number of kaddishin. A certain number of kaddishes and a certain number of yizkadah yizkadash. You have to have one's tefillin on. So if you remove Rashi's tefillin on too early, so then the tefillin that we hold like me'ikar adin, you didn't have on properly enough time. That's problem number one with taking off tefillin during Chazaras HaShatz. Number two, says the Mishnah Berurah, he's not supposed to do anything else during Chazaras HaShatz. We're not even supposed to be learning during Chazaras HaShatz. But taking off tefillin of Rashi and putting on Rabbeinu Tam is not better than learning. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah, and the Prima Gadim screams about this. Even if one wants to be Gadol Mefursa B'Chasidus, so be a proper Mefursa B'Chasidus and take it off, switch it after davening. Ube emes lo vach ozen shelo kedin, gam tzorach lechavin b'filos yudches l'shatz, v'lo lasok b'davar acher. So Mishnah Berurah is, quoting the Prima Gadim, is very upset about switching it earlier, and that is what is suggesting. Okay. What else can we say about Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam? Reb Chaim was asked, I bring the Emek Bracha, I didn't bring it this time. Reb Chaim was asked, why is it that people are machmir for Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam here, and first of all, they're not worried about, ask the question within Hilchos Tefillin, why aren't they worried about the two other permutations that we just had? There are four orders in the Rishonim. So I had the only argument about that. So Reb Chaim said that we are going to have a Gemara in a couple of lines that said mirror images don't passel. Out of order passels, but mirror images don't passel but the Eved, at least according to certain deus. Maybe that's why we are not machmer like all the opinions except for Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. That's in the Grach al Hashas if one wants to look it up. Just want to quote one other, and that is, there's a very interesting tshuva of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe writes that he was sent the tshuva by, sent the shayla by the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Here it is. I brought the Reb Chaim. Shinlam Zayin. That's where, but in the Reb Moshe, Chelek Dalet Simen Tes. He has a shayla written in 1980 to the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Shalom ubracha olam. Kasher hodia li bedavar. Shehokfo taraso gaono misanin bedavar. Misanin bedavar kiyem mitzvah tefillin. Alibi de Rabbeinu Tam. Sha'alai matzasi lenachus lichtof todasi vegam tami v'nimuki. Why don't I wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin? Ramosha, he asked Ramosha. Hine Biluban. When I was in Luban, Hayuli Tfilin Drabinu Tam Mehudarin. Asher Nahagti Lalov Shanachara Tfila. Ramosha knew the Shulchan Aruch, and he went like the Prima Gadim. Ramosha knew Prima Gadim was by heart. In the back of Yoreh Day. He knew Prima Gadim was by heart. But he said, when I was in Luban, I used to wear one. Avalas Nasi Bilineder. I already made it tonight when I started wearing them. Vachen Kasher Basi Lakan. Barachmi Shemayim. To New York, lavashti harbe shanim kishematzasi tovim lefi daiti. When I found good Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, then I also wore. V'hinin yudi shul gadol b'tefillin derashi shemuchyaven af shetzorach lahader biyosah shemudarim ha'kishalek el tefillin ksherim va'aprak medoch muchyaven lavsham. Rashi tefillin, which are maker adin, you have to wear them even if you don't have the most mahuder ones. But once you're doing an extra, like Rabbeinu Tam says, Rav Moshe, you can't wear them unless you have the perfect ones because you're going extra. You're doing something you don't have to do. So you only do it if it's exactly mehuder. V'lachin b'meshach hazman, shahar v'hapat ka'ot adu alan. Bavonusinu ha-rabin. We had a lot of things going on in life. V'gam nismatu ha-sofrim, v'yachar ka'achar b'shanim lo hayu klal sofrin. V'gam lo klav kasher. V'huzru l'chayim mitzvah tefillin rak v'ilu shekfar hayu b'shanim harbe. Av shekfar gam ha-mudarim b'yosir niskalkalu. All the tefillin got ruined. So therefore, I stopped wearing Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, says Reb Moshe. And he quotes different halachas about Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi. And then he quotes, "V'inyin hu ba'mashas sofrim ata sherov ha'minichin tefillin Rabbeinu Tam heim mikilos ha'chasidim u'me'ach shachasidei chabad heim no'agim lasos k'shulchan aruch harav nasan tefillin k'fisha sofrim shkenu das harav zatzal avol davar tamu." And he quotes, not everybody agrees to the deus of the Shulchan Aruch harav, but then he quotes at the end, V'yata, kasher hodia li b'shem kvot haraso, like when I heard that you, I got the message from you, sheyesh sofer muvik etzlo shenachon l'shalchu elai, ulutzavosa sheyechtov avuri parshis tefillin Rabbeinu Tam kirtzoni, I heard that there's a sofer, that you have an excellent sofer that'll listen to my specifications. How I want Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, hu davar gadol ma'od. Levan mashu chalakayim ga mitzvah zanachas tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, ki mashu nahalakti, if you get it for me, I'll wear it. V'inyin hamamon baruch Hashem sazrani v'yazrinu l'shalom ha'sofer, I have enough money to pay for it, as if they wouldn't have given it to Rav Moshe for a good price. U'bevada ha'sofer yichtov gam kiksav beis Yosef, shav shebiyarti v'chulu v'yekzav unah. That's what he says when you, that's what Rav Moshe writes. Rav Moshe's Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin Tshuva. Interesting, the next little tshuva, he just has nothing to do with us right now, but he has a little paragraph. Are you supposed to kiss your tefillin when you put them on? But the kids he's found, that is an interesting discussion. When you take them off, no problem. When you take them, put them on, that's the shaila. Because when I take them out and I'm going to kiss them, he said, "Reisel chachamechach evi rai mikrichas ritzuos tefillin." Where's the problem? Tefillin shal rosh. That's the problem of kissing it. Tefillin shal yad, you didn't make the bracha yet. Tefillin shal rosh. The bracha on the shal yad is going on the shal rosh as well. Yes, when you say a bracha val mitzvah tefillin, which will be tomorrow's af, Bez Hashem, but it's really might be a hefsek if I'm going to kiss the shal rosh. So Rav Moshe discusses whether that is a hefsek or not. Rav Moshe assumes vimkei neshika shevada ina mi mitzvah sanachas tefillin l'kol yalma efsher hu hefsek. It sounds like it should be a hefsek. Rav Moshe says, I can't say that it's a hefsek. Come on, it takes a second, and they're doing it just to show their chavivas of the mitzvah. Okay, there's a lot more here. There's just one other story. The same Hashem, the Chafetz Chaim did not wear a Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Did not wear a Rabbeinu Tam tefillin all his life. And when he got older, this part is famous, it's mentioned in the history books, there was someone who came out with a Yerushalmi that they found on Seder Kodshim. Heard of this? They found the Yerushalmi on Kachim. And they brought it to all the Gedolim to get Askamas. You know, I found it in a Geniza somewhere. And they brought it to the Chavetz Chaim. It's a couple of other Gedolim. They started going through it and they said it's not the Yerushalmi. They said it doesn't sound like the Yerushalmi. It's against other Yerushalmis. You got to know the Yerushalmi pretty well. And it turned out, and in that Yerushalmi, it was Mefurish like Rabbeinu Tam. Before he got a Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. So at that time, the Chavetz Chaim, before he found that for sure, he was Macher just to start wearing Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, just in case. But then they found that it was a forgery. They found that the guy was just wanted to make a buck. So even so, the Chavetz Chaim says once he started wearing Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, he kept wearing it towards the end of his life. That's how the story goes. Okay, we go weiter. So those four lines have gotten a lot of press over the past couple thousand, 1500, 1600 years. But that's Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, Amar Chananel Amar Rav. Hechle Parshios Epsulos. Here we go. If you switch the Parshios, put them in the wrong order, it's puzzle. Amar Abayelo Amran Ela Giv Yasa Liber Yasa Uber Yasa Giv Yasa. That's only if you put some inside that were outside, or outside that were inside. Meaning some of the inner Parshios you put outside, or vice versa. Aval Giv Yasa Liber Yasa Uber Yasa Liber Yasa Leslan Ba. But if you switch, if you put it in the mirror image, you switch the right to the left outer, or the right to the left inner, that is not a problem. That's the deya, even though we're about to reject it, that's the deya that the Reb Chaim was talking about. Amalei Rava, Rava argues on that. He says, Maishna give yasa liber yasa, liber yasa, liber yasa. Why should a total change affect it to low? That's not allowed. Tahach de boy lemechzi avira, lo kachazia, vahai de lo koi boy lemechzi avira kachazia. The one that's supposed to be next to the air, meaning on the edge, is not, and the one that's supposed to not be next to is. But so just like you have those differences, so b'yasa l'b'yasa, v'kivyasa l'b'yasa nami. So to within or without, hach t'boy l'mechzi avir d'yamin, kachazi avir d'smol. It's got a different view. U'd'smol kachazi avir d'yamin. So why should it be a difference? El aloshna. So Rava argues, Rava says, no, the order is ma'akev. And that's why according to Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam tefillin are puzzle. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi tefillin are puzzle. That's what the Shita Kabbetz says that Beferish. If you're going to look in the Shita on Ozvav, on the previous Amud, he says Beferish, that each of these opinions hold that the other one is puzzle, which makes it serious. Because if it's in the wrong order, it is puzzle. But again, we pass can make her a din like Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. If you just look on the top, when Rashi quotes, if you switch it, Rashi says, first word on the page, Shakasav. The Bach changes it to Nasan. It's a different question of the Girsa, what the issue is here. If you wrote it in a different order, or if you just put it in a different order. So that could be, if according to Rashi, maybe it's only Vakasav and not Vinasan. Or the Bach the opposite. Okay, Amar Rav Chanana Vaiter. Amar Rav Chanana Lamarav. Rav Chanana more in the name of Rav. Here we go. Titura de Tfilin Achal Moshe B'Sinai. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tfilin that there are 8 or so halacha l'moshe misinai when it comes to tefillin. Number one, titura. The titura of tefillin is halacha l'moshe misinai. What does titura mean? It's the bottom of the box when you make it a little wider on the bottom, after you put the parshiyos into the top of the bias, so you make the bottom a little bit wider. That's called the titura. So doing that is halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The edge of the titura is as follows. Amar Abaya, ma'avarta the tefillin, halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The ma'avarta, from the word avar, to pass through. That's the back of the tefillin, which the ritsua goes through. That's the ma'avarta. That's also halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That is how you're supposed to make the tefillin. Because remember, if you think about it, if you look in the Torah, we have no idea how to make tefillin. No idea. What does that mean? Okay, so we can maybe figure out that it has to be the parshiyos of tefillin. So you put the klafim on our arms. Who says it's in boxes? Who says it's shaped like that? Every detail of tefillin is halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Maybe one could suggest that there are so many halacha Moshe B'Sinai's here more than anything else, in that maybe this is the first mitzvah that a boy does. This is what changes his life on a daily basis when he becomes bar mitzvah, and the message of halacha Moshe B'Sinai must be ingrained in him at a young age. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, halacha Moshe B'Sinai. There are so many when it comes to tefillin. Just a suggestion. So Abaya says the ma'avart is halacha Moshe B'Sinai. V'yamar Abaya shin shel tefillin halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The shin that is on the box of our shel rosh is halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So if you look here, it goes way back. Tosis quotes the Shimusha Rabbah, which I mentioned before. Because of the Shimusha Rabbah, that one side has four and one side has three. The shins, if we look at our shins, the tefillin, the tzura, the shin, the amina, gimel reshe, or the smala dalet reshe, vim afek lesplan bon. If you switch it, it's okay. That's also, halacha Moshe B'Sinai, they have to have the shin up there, which is going to connect to the dalet and the yud. Interesting, we have shin and dalet and yud on mezuzah, we have shin and dalet and yud on our tefillin. Vitzar shiagia chritz l'makam atefer. And the chritz, question is, what exactly is this referring to? Rashi says it's referring to the four different batim. We know that they're in four different, you can see the mark of the four different compartments on the tefillin shalrosh. That mark has to go all the way down to where it's sewed together to the titura. Right, l'makam atav. It can't just be marked on top. It's got to be all the way down. Rav Dimi minar da amar, kiva d'minka lo tzarech. No, you don't have to go all the way down. As long as it's marked a little bit on top, you see the separation of the boxes. That is good enough. V'yamar Abaya, hi kilfa de tefillin. If someone has a cloth that he's about to write tefillin on, tzarech lemivdake, he should look at the cloth before he starts using it. Why? The dilma is beiriusa. Maybe there's a reisa. Maybe there's a hole in the cloth. Ubinik sivatama valeka. And you need sivatama. You need a perfect writing. And you're not going to have it if there's a hole and one of the letters was written on the hole, even though the ink covered up the hole. But still, you have to check the cloth before you use it. Rav Dimi minar da amar. Rav Dimi says, no problem. Mozart, you don't have to check the cloth. Komus abadikla. As you write, the komus, the quill, if you get to a hole, is going to bump into it, you'll realize. So, you want to say it'll save you time? Okay, maybe it'll save you time, but for the kosher and apostle nature of it, one doesn't have to. The Beis Halevi, the end of Sefer Shmos. We only have the Beis Halevi on Breishis and Shmos, a la Torah. But at the end of Shmos, he has 15 pages on Hilchis Stam. So he has a whole section on Hek of Gvil. Like we had yesterday and the day before, that there has to be space around each letter of cloth. So the big shiloh in the postgame, what if there is not a space, but there's a hole next to a letter? The letter's written perfectly. There's no ink next to a letter. It's not connected to another letter. Is the problem just connected to another letter, or it has to have plain air, plain cloth next to it? So says the Beis Halevi, it sounds like from this Gemara, from this Deya, that a hole would not be a problem. Because what does Rav Dimi say? No problem, when the quill goes over it, it'll hit it. But what if you wrote the letter perfectly and the quill didn't go over it because the hole's next to the letter? Wouldn't that also be a problem? It must be that's not a problem according to this Deya. It must be the problem, at least according to some Shitos, is only if there is another letter connected to it, but if there's just air connected to it, it's not a problem. Okay, next. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Ritzuos Shechoros, Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. The fact that even the straps, not just the boxes, but even the straps have to be black, that was also a Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. The Bir Halacha has a suffix, whether the black nature of the straps have to be all the way down as long as the straps, or just the shear that the straps have to be. How long do the straps have to be? We'll get to that on the base. But he has that suffix. You only need it for the bidyevet shear or not. How black, if it's a little not black, how crazy do we have to make ourselves? How crazy do we make ourselves? So somebody once pointed out to me, how black do we think, like we say the tefillin have to be square, the tefillin have to be black. What do you think the tefillin looked like 1,000 years ago? Right? Were they exactly perfectly as square as ours? Were they as exactly, we have technology or machines that the sofer uses, or certain types of kalim. So it could be that our square and our black is a much more serious. Most things that are older aren't as as professionally done, so to speak, even in halachic terms. So it's be black, but even if it's a little faded, seeing that as long as it still looks black, you know, if one has the black coloring that you want to color, that's fine. It's wonderful. Try to be a mahadir on the mitzvah. But one doesn't have to make themselves crazy. Just when it starts getting rubbed off, then one should do that. What about the back? You might have seen some people nowadays coloring the back of the straps, also black. So the poskim don't seem so supportive of having to do this minhag. You should know what's the front and what's the back. Right, there's al pi kabbalah, if it turns around and the non-black part is in front, then you have to fast. Some say, and that's why where it comes from, you should have both black, both sides should be black. But it seems like no, it seems like we're gonna have a story in a minute, and about the front and the back, and it seems like, you know, they also could have colored their back black, and they didn't. So therefore, it seems like that's not the minhag. Okay, why black? Just one final ha'ara. I've quoted at many a bar mitzvah the thought of Rav Nevenzal from his Sichus on Rosh Hashanah, Parshas Kisavo, where he talks about tefillin. Why black? Black, he says, out of all the other colors, all colors that we know, when we see a color, that's a reflection of the material, of the surface, of the light that's coming into it. It reflects back red. If it reflects back green, whatever the color is. Black is makabel. That's why black is the hottest color. You don't wear a black shirt in the heat. Because it just accepts all the rays of light, doesn't let anything down. It's the ultimate makabel. So he says, that's the tefillin. We're makabel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're beshabed ourselves. Right? That's the point of the tefillin being black. That's the, obviously, Xeris HaKasav, Halach HaMoshe B'Sinai. But maybe that's a message of black. It's the ultimate in makabel. Okay, so Rabbi Yisrael says it has to be black. Meis fi the Brisa says though, 1 minute, tefillin ain't kosher no sala b'minon. Tefillin, one does not tie tefillin, ella b'minon. Right, it's only b'minon, you have to use cloth for the straps also, not a different min. Bein yerukos, bein shecharos, bein levanos. Whether yarok in the Talmud, we translate the yarok as green, but it could also mean yellowish. Right, yarak in Chazal and Maseches Nida might mean yellowish greenish. Bein yirokos, bein shecharos, bein levanos, black or white. Adumos lo yasi, can't make it red. Mipnei shegnai gnai v'davarachi, can't make it red because of gnai. What's gnai? Somebody might have thought that you had cuts on your body and the blood got on your tefillin, so it's a gnai v'davarachi. Somebody might have thought that a man was with his wife when she was a nida, and some of the nida blood went on the tefillin. That's why they're red. So we're first continuing the brisa before we ask the question. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'aseh b'tamidus Rabbi Akiva, Shaya kosher tefillah b'lashon shel tcheilas, Rabbi Akiva, Tamid Rabbi Akiva, that he had tied his tefillin with lashonos shel tcheilas, right, which was not minon. And below, Amar lo davar, Rabbi Akiva didn't say anything. After Osa tzadik ro talmidav lo michavo, Rabbi Akiva saw, and he didn't say anything. Amar lo hein, it's possible, lo roso, he didn't see him. Vim roso lo hayim enicho, he wouldn't have let him, keep wearing those. Or, maisav a herkinus, benosher, blazer, ben herkinus, shay kosher tefillin, tefillah, bilashono shalar, gomon, below Amar lo davar. After Osa tzadik ro, benov lo michavo, same kind of question, would herkinus have let him? Amru lo hein, lo roso, vim roso lo hayim enicho. Okay, end of that brisa. Baktani miyab, what do you see in the brisa? Bein yerukos, bein shechos, bein levanos. It says green or yellow, white or black could be used. So Gemara answers lo kasha, ham kan bi bifnim, kan bi bachutz. Is it the outer or the inner? The inner one, it could be any color, just not red. The outer one has to be black. Imi bifnim, my gnai v'davar acharika. Aye, so if it's bifnim, what's the gnai? Nobody's going to see it. Yeah, zirin zibas hafkanai. Sometimes it turns around. Right? The Gemara doesn't make such a big deal about that. The Gemara just says, oh, it's a chshash that people are going to think something about gnai v'davar achar. Doesn't sound like there's anything more serious than that. Al pi nigla. Fine. Tana tefillin merubaos halacha moshe b'sinai. Tefillin have to be square. Amar papa bitfaran ube aluchsonon. They have to be square, and one has to be careful to keep the square nature bitfaran. When you sew them, when you sew the titura on the bottom, you can't pull it too tight, so that it's pulling and it's not perfectly square. The box has to be, the Rishonim discussed, the box has to be square, what we call the bias, and the bottom part has to be square, at least where the tefiras are. Obviously, the bottom part altogether with the ma'avarta is a rectangle. But up until that point, it's got to be square. Uba alachsona, you got to make the diagonals are also perfectly square. and not pull one side to the other side. So it has to be square. Lema Messiah, let's say the following is a raya. Hostet goes about gula sakara veba mitzvah. We have a raya that says elsewhere that if somebody makes round tefillin, it's a danger. What's a danger? It's a danger that he's going to go into a Pesach and bump his head. Veba mitzvah, there's no mitzvah. So you see from this, gotta be square. Right? So that can't be round. Amar papa, masnisan da avidab ki amguza. No, the problem could be the case of agula might not be an agula like we think, with a flat bottom and the rounded top, but it might have a pointy bottom. It's straight, amguza is a nut. So Rashi says it might be, have a point, and if it has a pointy rounded, so that's a problem, that's really dangerous, because that might like go into your head. But maybe, there's no raya, maybe you could have flat on the bottom and round on top. Who said that's a problem? So, it is a problem, it's just no raya from the brisa that is a problem, but we still hold merubos is halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Okay, so it's gotta be square. Amar evuna tefillin, kozman, shepnei tavla, kayemes, kasheros, as long as the outer box, the outer, what we see, as long as that is intact, it's not separating, so then the tefillin are kosher, even if some of the inner compartments have fallen apart, and they're not totally separated anymore. Rav Chisda amar, nifsiku shtayim ksheros. Shalosh psulos. If two of the compartments in the tefillin shalosh, obviously we're talking about, where there are compartments, if two of the boxes, if a compartment started ripping, it's still kosher. But if three of them rip, so then that is possible. Amar Rava, Hadamar Shtayim Ksheros. When do we say that two, if two of them are ripped, are kosher? Well, Amar Nelazesh Lo Kenegazeh. That's only if, let's say, the two outer ones ripped. They're not next to each other. Avol Zeh Kenegazeh Psulos. But if you have two compartments next to each other, they're ripped, and now it's like one big compartment, that's a problem. That's a problem. Vizek Kenegazeh Nami Lo Amar Ela Bechadasta. And also, the problem, even if it's next to each other, is only a problem by new tefillin. Because if new tefillin rip, you know there's something problematic with this hide that was used. So it's inherently inferior and bad. Avobatikta, if you have old tefillin that have been used for years, and now all of a sudden the compartments start getting a little worn, less than, but it's not a problem. Because that's not a reflection of inferior tefillin, inferior cloth. And therefore it will be okay. How do you know if it's new or old? What determines it? Two opinions. Number one, if you could pull it and stretch it, and then it'll go back to what it was, atikta. That's old. Because it's already been in its form for a long time. So even if you stretch it, it goes back. And if it doesn't go back to its new old form, then it's new. Then it's new. And the inami or kol hechi dechi misli bay b'misna asya basrei. If two people are pulling and it stretches chadatata, that's new. The idach, but if it just falls apart, if you stretch it, atikta, that's old. So two ways to figure out whether tefillin are considered old or new regarding this halacha of boxes. Viter. Here it is, all the halachas of tefillin. Abai havi yosef kamidir of yosef ifsik le ritzua de tefili. Abai was in front of Yosef, and his ritzua, the ritzua ripped. One of his ritzuas ripped. So Amar Lei, Ma'u Lamikdere. Right? You would think it's a nightmare. Right? One of the ritzuas ripped. You gotta go that day, you gotta figure it out. But, again, I don't know how it was made then. It could be that it was a more common occurrence. Could be. So anyway, so Abai was sitting in front of Yosef, and his ritzua ripped. Amar Lei, and Abai also was an orphan. I don't know who got him tefillin and how strong the tefillin were. Either way, it ripped. So, Amar Lei Ma'ala Mikdarei. So he asked him, can I tie it up? It ripped. Can I just tie the two parts that ripped? So, Amar Lei Ukshartam Ksif Shetek Shira Tama. No, it's got to be a perfect Shira. And if you tie it up, it's not going to be Tama. What does that mean? 2 days in Rashi. Either it's not going to be first skinny line. Su Lohavi Kshira Yafe. It's not so beautiful. Not so beautiful. The second one is not, it's not considered Shlema. Fine. That one you understand, it's not Shlema. You only can have the Kshira where you're supposed to have the Kshira. What's the first one? It's not beautiful. Hidr Mitzvah. Isn't Hidr Mitzvah L'Chadchila? Generally we assume Zek Hidli V'Aveyu, the Gemara in Shabbos, and elsewhere. We had it early also, when it comes to Hidr Mitzvah. So isn't that only L'Chadchila? So maybe this is another example, which Rashi says that here, but there's also a Rashi at the beginning of Lulav HaGazel. In Lulav HaGazel, Rashi says, Lulav Yavesh is pasul. Why is Lulav Yavesh pasul? Says Rashi, to be in on mitzvah muhudaris, tchsiv va'anvehu. Again, another example of Rashi using Zekeli Mianveyu, Hidr Mitzvah, as a Li'ikuva. Tosfos there asks, I don't know what Rashi's talking about. Why should it be? It's only Lachatchila. But the Achronim point out that sometimes you could have Hidr Mitzvah that is Ma'akev, the Mitzvah, where it's part and parcel of the Mitzvah. So here you have another example of this according to the first day in Rashi. Amalei Rav Acha Breder Rav Yosi Rav Ashi Ma'ala Mitzvah Reva Aile L'Tfira L'Go. Fine, you can't knot up the tefillin when they rip. But can you sew it back together and basically hide the place underneath where it ripped so it looks very nice? So you know you sewed it up together underneath. But you'll have to do that. So Amar Pekhazi Mayama Dabar. Go see what people are doing! Meaning, Machlokas Rashi Tosis. Rashi says, nobody does that! So it's obviously no good. Tosfos says, everybody does that! So it's okay. It's Machlokas about what people do. Pekhazi Mayama Dabar. So the question is always how far to use this principle. We don't use this to determine whether something is treif. Oh, people eat in that restaurant, because in my Amad Bar. Obviously don't do that, where it's the horde mentality. But we do this sometimes where there is a question in terms of, you know, the halacha, but you don't know about this type of, you know, extra, how much is it, do you apply it in this context? So sometimes we say that we cannot apply that unless the poskim apply it. Just to quote you one other place where the poskim apply it, in Yonah Diyoma, coming up next week, the Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva where he discusses the minhag of women who say shehechianu when they light candles on Yontif. Right, one of the fascinating ha'ara is that is nowhere in Shulchan Aruch. Nowhere in Shulchan Aruch does it say to say shehechianu when a woman lights candles. She lights candles, lighting Nershal Shabbos, lighting Nershal Yontif, fine. That bracha, what about shehechianu? So why shouldn't she say it then? Well, because she's going to hear it or say it by Kiddush, and it's not really Yontif yet; it's Tosefes. So maybe she shouldn't say it yet. But that is definitely the minhag of the past 500 years, even though it's not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. So Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, a couple hundred years ago, already said, "I don't know where this comes from," and I think the women should wait. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emdin. Why? Because it's not Yontif yet. But in that same shuvah, in the Shilas Yavis, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin writes, "But you know what? I discussed this with my wife, and I had no control even over her." And what could I do? She's not really doing anything wrong. So, as the later Achronim say, if he could have even stopped his own wife from doing it, you know, that's the minhag. Since Eliezer has a shuva about this, he says, don't be so bidyevet about it. Chas v'sholom, l'rafos is yedeyim, l'hodiyah lahem, shemutav shalo yivarchu. Yeah, okay, we'll let you make the bracha. No! Don't make him feel bad. Adaraba, yesh lezarzan ula hachzik b'menagam zeh, ki nashim shalanu zeh darkan b'kodesh miyamim yamima, mishonim kanmonios, ve'en lehen litosh toras imam. This is what they've been doing for hundreds of years, at least. It says, v'lu hayazeh afilu rak b'kabbalah minashim zakenis b'dardor, ganke mi'ovo yichon lister kabbalah zos. This is beautiful. Zeh klal gadol shayim musar b'yadenu. Im halacha rafefes b'yadcha, there it is. Go see what people are doing. Ki pashutu asher ba'avas Hashem es amo Yisrael yachsir michshol midarcheihem. Hashem loves us and He would take any stumbling block out of our midst. V'lo yatu kol ha'olam achar hayachid ilu svaraso duchuya. V'eslenu Ashkenazim b'miyuchad hu eitzal kulanu ka'asra denohog ve'ein l'shana. Therefore, women lighting the candles, it's their mitzvah. This is their connection to the chag. It's chaviva to them. And tell them to make a shechianu. It's beautiful. It's the first mitzvah. This is their connection to Yontif. V'zeh mamish mashakef inyan ha'bercha shechianu shel anashim. And this is my chasimasi main psicha. Not only don't be moche, which is the language of the Mishnah Brura, but be mechazik them, this mina kodesh and pokhazi. Good. That's the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Yud Dalid Simin Nun Gimel. Viter. Amar Papa. Gardumi. Gritsuos Kasheras. Gardumin are pieces that got cut off. Right, so your tzitzes get ripped, they're called gardumin, whatever's left. Your tefillin get ripped, they're gardumin, and others. So gardumin b'ritzuos k'sheras, as long as you have a little piece left, you have stumps left, it is kosher. V'lav milsi, and really, the Gemara says that's not true. Mida amri b'nei re'richia, gardumi tcheles v'gardumi ezov k'sherin. Only the gardumin of tcheles, of the tzitzes, which we'll talk about later, and the gardumi of the ezov, of the certain branches that are used with the Paraduma, those are kosher. Mashba, why dafka those two? What makes those two unique, different than our case? Hasim hu tashbisha mitzvah ninu. Only those which are tashbisha mitzvah. Tashbisha mitzvah, items used for a mitzvah that are not connected to the ksav of Torah. That's a lower level. Sukkah, lulav, shofar, tzitzis. All of those are tashbisha mitzvah, which lose their kedusha right when they are finished using them, being used for the mitzvah. Next week, how many of Klai Yisrael are going to burn their lulavs with the chametz? Burn your lulav. It's a mitzvah. You can't burn a mezuzah. The answer is because those are tashmishi mitzvah. Aval hacha to tashmishi kedusha ninulo. But here, by the tefillin, it has the ritzuos even. The ritzuos have the status of tashmishi kedusha. So maybe one shouldn't be able to, shouldn't say garduman or kosher, but you need a shir me'ikar hadin. 2 days in the Gemara. Mechala de islu shira. But this whole discussion is mashma that there is a shir, but kama shirayu. What's the shir of your tefillin straps? Amar Rabbi Chama is a question that we showed him. We're talking about the Tilin Shal Yad or the Tilin Shal Rosh. Not 100% clear. Amar Rabbi Chama, Amar Yish Lakash, Ad Etzba Tzreda. Until your finger. Until your finger. What does that mean? Rav Kahana Machvi Kafuf, Rav Ashi Machvi Pashut. Rav Kahana said, the Gemara says, held up a bent finger. Rav Ashi says, held up a straight finger. Rashi says, all that means is that the bent means a smaller shear and Rav Ashi held up a larger shear. What does that mean? So Rashi says that the kafuf means that we're talking about the tilin shel rosh. How much have to be on the tilin shel rosh b'dieved to be ma'akev? So the one who held up a kafuf is the space between the second and the third finger. That's the space b'dieved. That's all you need for the tilin shel rosh. And the shita that said even more, migodel ad etzba, from the first to the second finger, which is a larger amount. That's Rashi. Tosfos quotes, no. It might mean your finger, those quotes are, some other Rishon quoted Deah, that it means your finger when your hands are hanging down and your tefillin that go up to your finger. That's what it is, a totally different shot. Or other Rishonim say, we're talking about the Shel Yad, and it means enough to wrap around your arm 6 or 7 times, getting to your finger. A whole different day is what exactly this Gemara means. Tosfos also has, which is the just halach lamaisa. What do we say? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch says that the shel yad should be long enough to wrap. Here it is, Simen Chav Zayin. You have to have enough to make the knot on top. Enough to wrap it on top, or wrap it around, and wrap it around the middle finger on the bottom. And you should have 3 krichos on your fingers. 6 or 7. Tens if you use the halves. Right, that's the different minhag, and everybody should follow their minhag. That is the that's how long the generally it has to be. What about the tefillin shel rosh? The tefillin shel rosh is earlier. Tefillin shel rosh says the Shulchan Aruch in Chav Zayin Yud Aleph. A little later, Sarchi Hashachar Shabrutus Letzadchus V'lo Yishavchu and Shishal Shel Arutzus Shitzluyim Lefanav Yagiu Ad HaTabur until the belly button Olamal Menu Maat or a little above. The belly button or a little above. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the minhag of the right one being a little longer than the left one. And some say maybe arachazeh, aramila, different pshatim exactly how long, but about that length, down past the stomach. Okay. Let's continue. There's a lot to talk about here, but we must continue. Rabba kata luhu upashid b'shadi luhu. Rabba tied his tilin shel rosh, and then he let the ritzuos hang in the back of him. Rav Acha bar Yaakov katilu matlus lu. Rav Acha bar Yaakov, he made some type of braid in them. Migod megudal, Rashi says, as braiding in his ritzuos coming down. My Ravina avid kedidon. My Ravina did like we did. What did? We hang them in front. Hang them in front. Amar Rav Yehuda, since he says that like us. Amar Rav Yehuda braid Rav Shmuel bar Shelas mishpeit the Rav. Kesher shel tefillin halacha Moshe Misinai. The kasher of tefillin is alach l'moshe misinai. Which kasher of tefillin? So Rashi says it means the shin and the dalet and the yud. The shin on the box, the dalet in the back of the head of the shel rosh, and the yud on the shel yad. Shin, dalet, yud. And that's why we mentioned that the tefillin shel rosh has more kedusha than the tefillin shel yad, because the tefillin shel rosh has 2 letters. Has the shin and the dalet, and not just the yud. Huge discussion. What is that kasher on the tefillin supposed to look like? Is it a single dalid, which the Shulchan Aruch seems to say? Is it a double dalid? Different minhagim. The Rav Soloveitchik was very forceful in that he said this is one of the minhagim you should change from your father. You should have a single dalid, not a double dalid. But Chassam Sofer had a double dalid, and others. But again, one could ask their local Rav, but it seems like there's basis for both minhagim. I saw one thought in the Margolius Hashas from one of the Rebbes. He says, in many Chassidish Sfarim, they have, remember the Shilas, remember the Shilas. What's the Shilas? Shivisi Hashem Lanegdi Samid. That's the abbreviation of Shilas. You always have to have that in the front of a shul, over this, the Shilas. So maybe somebody said, remember the Shilas is also, the Kesher Shel Tefillin is our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, that symbolizes, we're wrapping the cloth of Tefillin. How is it wrapped on our head? How does it stay on our head with the Kesher? The Kesher on Tefillin Shorosh, that's what connects us to Hashem. So who said that it's HaLabo Shem B'Sinai? Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. That's the Shilas. Gotta remember the Shilas, the Kesher Tefillin. It's HaLabo Shem B'Sinai. Okay. Amar Rav Nachman, V'no Yehen Labar, and the No Yehen, their beauty is the outside. What does that mean? It means that the two days, either the black, smooth side of the Rasul should be on the outside, or the Shin Dalet and Yud should be on the outside. You should be able to see these knots. It shouldn't be turned over. It shouldn't be hiding. It should be able to be seen. Rav Ashi, Abi Yosef, Kamei Demar Zutra, is half Chalei Rasul that fell in, they got turned around. You don't hold it, should be on the outside. But that's right. I didn't realize it was flipped around. All the nations will see that Shem Hashem is on you, and they'll be fearful. Tanya, that's the tefillin Sheberosh. They'll see your tefillin, and they will be scared. Period. There's a famous story that I like to quote, but I saw a ha'ara about when it was about. Right, they quote a story about the Gra, and they also quote about the Balatanya, about the enemy runs into the shul, and they start rallying up all the people, and the Gra, I heard it became the Gra turns around, and all of a sudden the enemy sees the Gra, and they go, ah, and they jump, and they run out. They said, Rebbe, what do you do? Did you put like some kind of voodoo spell on them? So he says, no, it's Mefurish Gemara. Right? They're like, Rebbe, we're wearing tefillin also. We're going to tell them it didn't work. So the Gra says, no. It says, Eilu Tefillin Shebirosh. It doesn't say, Eilu Tefillin Sheal Harosh. They can't just sit on your head. You got to be somebody who's meshabed himself and let the tefillin seep in. So I always heard that story, but last night I saw that story occurred when there's a famous story about a ger in Vilna. The ger in Vilna that was put to death, Rachman al Islan, on the second day of Shavuos, and he was a convert, and he was related to the government. Anyway, so the other stories we've quoted in connection to that story, but they say that after he was killed, he was cremated, and the guy didn't let the ashes. So that's when the following night, the Gra went in with a couple of Samidim and got the ashes. And then when he got the ashes, that's when they came in to try to get the Gra. And that's when this story happened. And they started, they were scared of it. So that's what happened by the count's son. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll talk more about the Kesher Shel Tefillin tomorrow and other issues that come up. Other halachas. Remember to start with the Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas. Other halachas that come up based on Baro Kalame Haaretz. Okay, we'll stop here. Haggadah Shir tonight, 8:30. 8:30 Haggadah Shir in my house. 8:30.